It's All Things Lenyora Wednesday. We're joined by a phenomenal woman doing very big things where she is, Tebogo Mapologela. Welcome to Rise FM.
Hi, Mom. How are you?
Lovely. How are you?
I'm awesome. Awesome.
Thank you very much for coming on to the show, gracing us with your presence. I know you're a very busy gal, you know, but thank you very much for coming. I mean, your story truly is one inspiring one, having grown up with a mother who abused substances and was not really there. How did that shape you into being the person that you are today?
You know, growing up as a young girl without parental guidance, mm-hmm. it has been a very scary, a very hectic road that I have took as a young girl. And it had made me to be career driven, to have a vision as a young woman to say, I am not going to repeat what I have experienced as a young girl. Mm-hmm. I will make sure that I conquer the world. I will make sure that I push until I get through where I want to be. Mm. It made me suffer emotionally. It made me suffer physically. It was not a nice route that one can take as a human being, you know.
But here you are today, so, and you know what I'm so curious about is the way you put it, is that it came to a point where you kind of took a decision and said, I'm not going to let this affect me anymore, emotionally, physically, mentally, whatever it is. But I really want to know what got you to that point of one, acceptance and letting it go and just kind of making that decision that I want a different story for my life. And you did it.
Yeah. You know what helped me was that I told myself that the best way to be able to conquer this trauma that I'm in, mm-hmm. is education. It's nothing. So it means I'll have to go to school. I'll have to study. I remember when I went to varsity, I'm a graduate from TUT, Tshwane University of Technology. I remember when I attended there, I had no money. I had no money to pay for my fee.
Yeah.
I had no money to survive, you know. But then there was NSFAS. It took me in, and I used that opportunity to say, you know what, I'm going to use this opportunity for me to graduate as a public management student, and I'm going to build a better future for myself. Then while I was in TUT, I joined a program they called Peer Education Program under Directorate of Health and Wellness. It's a program that made me to be driven. It's a program that made me to be where I am today, mm-hmm. to be involved in community projects, to be able to assist other learners, other youth, other young people, you know. So that's one thing that made me to, education is the key to success, as they say.
Yeah.
Yes, it is the key to success. I've seen it in me. I'm a testimony to say education is the key to success.
I mean, now you've become a community builder. You are a educational ambassador. Do you see education playing a role in breaking the cycle of poverty and unemployment where you're from?
Yes, it is. I had joined a program, it's called Siyanceda, the Yathusa organization. We, as the organization, I'm an organizer in that executive program. So we work as a team as well.
Mm-hmm.
So now we had our third annual career expo this year at Siyanceda, to motivate young learners, to motivate the grade 12 learners. And every year we make sure that we have a key aspect to the key focus to be able to, you know, to motivate the learners, to motivate the community as well.
I mean,
so
you know, there's a lot of youth in under-resourced communities who feel disconnected from the education system. I think especially now with the unemployment rate that we've got in the country. So how do you reignite their belief in education as a tool for transformation?
All right. You know, as saying you can take a horse to the water, but you cannot force a horse to drink the water.
Yeah.
You know, so most of our community members, they are unemployed. They need work. So we would make the programs for motivation when there's a post. For instance, there was a time there was an SNDF post applications that were open. We made a platform to say, you can come, we can assist you, we can use our laptops, and then you can bring your supporting documents, then we're able to assist you. And then we go to the SNDF and then we drop in your CVs without any cost.
Yeah.
Sometimes we would make the 16 days of activism in December, a marathon, cycling. We would sit after the cycling and the marathon, we would sit and we would encourage each other to say, you know what, guys, the village that we are living in, it's not friendly. It's not friendly at all. What you can do as a human being, as a young person, you need to motivate yourself.
Yeah.
You need to plan. You need to have a vision as an individual, you know. So those are the things that we make sure that we preach about education. Most of the executive members in the Siyanga Daratuza organization, most of them, they are professionals. So it's very easy for us to speak one language when we are in one space, you know. So that's how we embrace the education. That's how we embrace the success to say, if we have made it, you as well, you can do it.
No, absolutely. If I have made it, you can do it as well. Teboho, we're running out of time. That's the beauty of radio. But just for a couple of seconds, what do we say to the young girl, to the young boy today who has lost a bit of hope because of where they come from?
What I can tell them is that love yourself. Take yourself serious. Have a vision. Have a vision as a person. Have a goal to say, at the end of this year, I want to achieve this. I used to tell people that you must make education fashionable. Make it fashionable. Make sure that you press, you push. Even the doors that are not open, make sure that you push until they are open. It's not easy, we know. It's not easy. But push until you get there. And you will eat the fruits of everything that you have planted.
Sure. Absolutely. Thank you so much for being our Lenyora Wednesday for today. You truly are doing very big things wherever you are. And keep inspiring. Keep filling the young with more knowledge, more information that will guide them to a better future. Thank you very much for coming on to the show.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for the opportunity.
It's Rise FM Mid-Morning.